This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Russell Branch Parkway Southeast in Leesburg.
Hey everyone, it's Cal Penn. I'm inviting you to join the best-sounding book club you've ever heard with my podcast, Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart Audiobook Club. Every episode, I nerd out with amazing guests and dive into the best new audiobooks available on Audible. It's the book club for your ears. Listen to Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart Audiobook Club on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Murphy, Sam & Jody Weekend Show podcast, highlighting some of our favorite moments from this past week.
Back from our event and our fancy night away, guys, you cleaned up nicely.
And, thank you.
We did this whole After the Show podcast.
Congratulations again, by the way, Jody.
Thank you, love.
It was a fun night.
We did this whole After the Show podcast the other day about a shapewear alternative that I was so excited to discover that I had never used body tape in my life. But I was going to use body tape under my gown the other night.
And Sam, I got to tell you, it is sticky.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You found it to be sticky?
Well, only I was trying to help you. You asked me to trim a piece off. You know what I mean? That was, and it took me about 5 minutes to get it off my finger.
Oh, I didn't know.
It's like working with crazy glue. You know, once you get a little on there, you just can't get it off.
Oh, well, then, and every piece of paper that I picked up after that stuck to me. It was really
funny.
Spider-Man.
I didn't realize that, but I want you to know a couple of mistakes. I'm a rookie. You know, I've never used body tape before. Plus, this is why people who do this on the regular, like red carpet stuff, have teams. I was in the hotel room running late trying to deal with body tape, and you're right. Hey, it was a little interesting.
You had a team. Murphy.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's
yes.
Right. It was Team Murphy helping you out there.
He just said he couldn't handle it, right?
I did. Anyway, my job was to tape and zip, remember?
I want you to know. He almost didn't zip me all the way up, by the way.
Well, because I didn't know. I didn't know if the dress was supposed to have a little gap like that or not.
Yeah. Anyway, I want you to know I used some of the body tape, especially on the sides. I wanted to be as smooth as I possibly could be. And I pulled it tight like you're supposed to. What's the point? You know, the point is to pull it tight. The rookie mistake here was, first of all, I used it for the back area, like the bra fat area. I wanted that to be smooth, so I taped it and pulled it forward. Well, guess what happens when you pull it forward? You're forward. Like my C-section tummy, I think, was more like evident.
Oh, so you pulled all the back to
it
the front.
It was more evident. I'm like, uh-oh, but too late.
I didn't realize that. And I didn't see any of that. I mean,
I did, but whatever. But the other thing was this. I felt fine throughout the evening, and I was happy with it. I forgot about it being on my body, guys, until we ate a bite or two. I started eating a little bit when the food arrived. I ate some of the fish, a couple of bites of the potatoes, and that was it. And then once food is in your body, it felt tight.
Oh, really?
That's another
even a little piece of fish?
Yeah, that's a little takeaway.
When you took the tape off to go to bed, did you stick to the sheets?
No, I took it right.
That was in the morning when she got up. The sheets went with her.
All right. How to elevate a hot dog. I'm not kidding. A hot dog is a staple of summer food. We don't eat them very often, Murphy, because I try to watch what I eat. You know, every once in a while at a ballpark, you know, at a game, I'll eat a hot dog.
It's a guilty pleasure when you have
one. Oh, my gosh. But when I was little and we would have hot dogs, it was like ketchup, mustard, and, you know, little onions, which that's all.
A hot dog is a blank canvas.
Correct. That's the quote of the day,
food
dude. Do
what you want with it. Relish, mustard, mayo, ketchup, onions, cheese.
There are other ways,
chili.
Though. Have you seen some of this stuff online? We're going to share some of it. We want to hear from you about the ways you elevate your hot dog. The number one way is the spiral cut. You've seen that? Have you heard of that? Instead of cutting it long ways so that it chars and cooks better like on a grill, but you also create a pocket where you can put stuff in it. Well, the same is true if you spiral cut it. If you just cut little slits in it,
They got little things on Amazon you can buy.
Put it on, right. Put it on a skewer.
Yeah. So wait, what is the difference there? What is that?
It's got little pockets.
It opens it up, and so like if you're grilling it, some of the insides can get grilled as opposed to just the outside charring.
Okay.
It's like, you char all of it, and then you have pockets that you can stuff some cheese in or jalapenos or coleslaw or anything. Just like Sam said, it's a blank canvas. The ways to elevate a hot dog. Premium toppings, texture, and using a grill, like grilling it. Grilling and toasting the buns is very important.
Using
Don't
the
give
fancy
me cold
bun
buns.
Too.
Yeah, you can use pretzel buns. You can use hoagie rolls. You know, hot and another thing is not just hot dogs. Use like high quality sausages.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That kicks it up a notch.
It does.
Yeah. I remember as a kid, there actually was one night a week. It wasn't the same night every week, but hot dogs were always going to be at least one meal. For one night.
We had them a lot, too.
My mom was not one of those to experiment, which is probably why I overcorrected later in life to experiment with anything. Because, I mean, to me, there is no one way to do anything. And for her, it was mustard, ketchup, chili, and pretty much any combination of that. And that was it. Mm-hmm. Or I mean, you could do relish. But it was nothing outside of that box.
And
there's so many different things you can do.
Did you have hot dog options? It was Oscar Mayer, period.
Oh, we had options. We could buy the little pink ones. Ew. Those were delicious.
No, it was Oscar Mayer, period. Same thing. Aww, it's just like that adamant.
So sad, guys.
I know, right. That's why I branch out. I eat everything now.
Gourmet cheeses, jalapenos, caramelized onions, pickled veggies. Elevate your hot dog and let us know how you're doing it. Morning pick-me-up time. I want to introduce you guys to Dave Whitlow, who is retired after working as a local government manager, raising two children of his own. He is soft-spoken. He didn't really know what to do with his time when he retired, but he did want to make a difference. He wanted to do something good every day in the world, and he found his calling at a nearby NICU. Neonatal intensive care unit. This is where very sick babies are. In any hospital, if you hear that there's a NICU, that means that's the smallest babies, the sickest babies. Mm-hmm. And he is a cuddler.
Aww.
I know. And so here's a little bit of Dave.
I have been a cuddler since early summer of 2018, so almost 8 years.
Oh.
An average day, I get here about 8:30 in the morning, and I start walking around the unit, listening for a child who might be crying, or looking at the nurses, and they'll frequently, if they see me in here, they'll say, "I've got a child for you." If I come in and there's a baby in a chair or in a boppy down on the floor on a pad, and they need some attention, I'll get down on the floor with them and play with them, read to them, sing to them. I'll hold their hands. I'll rub their forehead.
Oh, that's really
It's a
sweet.
Thing.
Yeah,
like,
sweet. And you know, that helps with the healing.
It helps them, of course. Yeah. Children do need to be held. It's part of them understanding that they're going to be okay. It levels out their nervous system. It helps with healing, for sure. He has cuddled and held more than 500 children in this time.
Wow.
He said, "It's the best gig I've ever had." I mean, of course it is.
I want to do that.
I want to say this. You can't just roll into the NICU and say, "I want." You have to be trained for that. Know that. I mean,
they have to be trained. I'm sure they're doing security background checks,
big
all that.
Time, yeah. Big time security background checks. But there is a need for that. It's a volunteer position, and it's different per hospital. There are parts of the world that need it desperately, too. So anyway, just wanted you to get to know Dave for the pick-me-up today. Did a whole Yacht Rock After the Show podcast for you late last week because I was so excited about the Keith Urban Yacht Rock album that's dropping in June. He's released a couple of songs, and on Friday he released his version of Steal Away.
Come on and hold me.
Murphy.
Just like you told.
Yeah. Did me the biggest favor on Friday night at home. He was blaring it for me. And
you were loving it.
On Saturday, he played, Summer Breeze for me because Keith has released a few of these songs. Yeah. And then the whole album drops in June. So we just did a whole After the Show podcast about it. And so let's get an email. We've got one coming into murphysamandjody.com.
Yeah, Anissa got pretty pumped up about the whole Yacht Rock discussion because she says, hey, Murphy, Sam, and Jody, every day I walk early in the evening wearing my weighted vest and listening to the daily podcast and the After the Show podcast.
Oh, thank you for that.
So you're both kindred spirits with that, Jody, walking in the weighted vest thing.
Yeah, no.
She says, you make my walk feel effortless listening. Love the Yacht Rock talk. My favorites are Minute by Minute by the Doobie Brothers. And she says, my other favorite is How Long by Ace.
Murphy loves that one.
I do. I think it's one of the great songs of all time.
That
right
is
there,
a great
honestly.
Song.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She says, I've always loved Yacht I always have Yacht Rock on while I'm driving because it just puts you in a great mood no matter what.
Yeah.
Y'all are the best. Thank you, Anissa. We appreciate that.
Yeah. You know what? When they describe it, Anissa, I hope you've seen that Yacht Rock documentary on Netflix. They describe it perfectly. Like, you've never thought of it this way, but it actually is. It's like, it makes you feel good. You can sort of dance to it sitting down.
Yeah.
Like, you can picture yourself just chillaxing, but rocking.
Yeah.
It is a real state.
We love to hear from you. Reach out anytime. You can email, you can text, or call 877-310-4MSJ.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
The Academy Award-winning movie Sinners is about to come to life as a haunted house at Universal's Halloween Horror Nights.
I've been all over this world.
I mean, Ryan Coogler, the film's writer, director, and producer, he says you're going to connect with Sinners in a powerful way here. You're going to be just in deep in the film. You get to feel the music and the atmosphere, so the attraction will drop you into the unsettling juke joint.
Oh, cool.
And then you're going to have all this danger around you. You're going to feel unsettled. The vampires are going to be closing in. Halloween Horror Nights runs for 42 nights, and it features 8 different haunted houses and different scare zones and more. So there's going to be the Sinners one this year.
Man, that is going to be huge.
Correct. That's going to be the longest line, though.
Like, and Michael B. Jordan's going to be there, right?
Oh, of course he'll be there. All right, moving on to some funny Taylor Swift wedding news. According to some sources, we don't know if this is actually true, but the word is she's keeping one family member in the dark about any specifics of the ceremony and all that, and that's her future father-in-law, Ed Kelsey, because he supposedly can't be trusted to keep a secret. He's sort of a loose cannon. He also was one who was leaking information about the proposal and engagement back then.
Yeah.
So he doesn't know much about where the wedding is either. Murphy took me to dinner the other night, and it was nice because we had a lot to talk about. We wanted to have a quiet dinner anyway. And
sometimes you just need that focus time with each other. Like,
yes,
that.
And we had a lot to talk about. So let's just go to dinner. And I even brought notes. I had like little notes of things personal stuff with the family and professional stuff, travel coming up and stuff like that. And so he makes a reservation a couple of hours before we go, and we go to this Italian restaurant. We haven't been in a long time. We get seated at a nice table kind of up front. And as soon as I put my bag down, I look over and there's a man standing there with a microphone.
Oh.
There's live music and we are seated right next to it. All the classics, baby.
He was great. I mean, it set the tone. It fit for an Italian restaurant. When we first walked in, though, Jody, he must have been pretty good because I thought it was just the music that was playing. When you and I first walked in, I'm like, oh, well, that's a fun Saturday night in here. You know, music's cranked up. I thought it literally was just regular overhead speakers piped in.
Well, he didn't have like an orchestra with him. He had whatever you call it,
Karaoke. It was nicer than karaoke.
Right. The
it
track was
like
was
really
playing.
Good tracks.
Yeah. He was dressed in
nicer
a suit.
Nicer than karaoke.
Yeah. It was.
And I almost, because we had talked about let's go out to dinner and discuss some things, I almost asked to be moved to a different table, but my heart wouldn't let me because he was looking right at us. He was smiling like, welcome. I really thought he was going to come over and start singing.
It never occurred to me to move. It didn't bother me at all.
Well, did you catch all that we had to talk about? Because it was on. He didn't really take breaks. I mean,
Actually, I was pretty impressed because it was not too loud. Even his voice wasn't. You would think singing along with the track, the voice could boom. It was very well controlled, so it fit the restaurant. And there were speakers everywhere, so
we couldn't
it wasn't
have
gonna
moved
be.
To, yeah.
Yeah, when I went to the restroom, there was one pointing at the bathroom. I'm like, oh, cool, I get to enjoy the music. Yeah.
But sitting right there, it was as if, every time I looked at him, it was as if he was singing right to us.
So I thought it fit. You know what it reminded me of? Mafia movies. It's like Goodfellas or something like that. It was.
Yes.
I enjoyed it.
As we were going over our life list. Here we are at Memorial Day weekend. How to properly display the American flag.
And we do that to honor those who served our country and that we've lost, mm-hmm. in the course of them giving their service to us.
Which is the point of the whole holiday, mm-hmm. the day. And you see more flags go up on porches and in front of homes and businesses. I love that. And I love that it'll stay, through 4th of July and all that. But let's talk about that.
I like it when neighborhoods put them out in the front of the yards, the wooden mm-hmm. ones.
Yes.
And the sticks by all the driveways.
Yeah.
Really looks cool. I've been a flag flyer since I was a kid. I was always at my house the one who went and put the flag up on all the holidays.
Nice, yeah. Sam.
But at my house now, ever since 9/11, I've had the flag up permanently.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a light on it, so if you want to call me on it at night, there is a light on it, so I can
Which
leave
is one
it
of the things you're supposed
right.
to do.
Now, as far as Memorial Day, I actually didn't know this specific rule, but sunrise to noon, you're supposed to have it up at half staff.
Okay.
At yes. noon, you can raise it all the way, and then at sunset, you take it down, unless, like me, you have
the light on it.
You can keep it on there. Now, if you don't have if you got one of those poles that's like stuck on your house,
yes.
and you can't raise it half staff and all that, you can take a long black ribbon, like a 3-foot black ribbon that's like an inch or two wide, tie it up at the top right above the union, the blue part.
Okay.
So that's a ribbon. It's the same thing as half mast. Half staff.
Half
okay.
staff.
Didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Mm.
Of course, you may know this one, but if you have it with multiple flags, the U.S. flag always flies higher than
yes.
the other flags. If you put them on the same flagpole, American flag goes higher
right.
the top.
Than the other ones. And as far as, and here's another one I learned, when you raise it, fast. When you take it down at night
slowly.
At sunset, you take it down slowly because usually the song is playing,
Right.
And you want to time
really,
it to
I did
song.
Not know that
Me
either.
Me either. I always just put it up and took it down.
Yeah. Like,
raise it fast, take it down slow.
Did you guys ever do it in school? Were you part of the
I was on
raising?
The flag squad at school.
Very good.
We went out every day and put it up. And before okay. school ended every day, we went out and took it down and folded it.
Nice.
They rotated us in elementary school. Mm-hmm. So it was the entire class that eventually would go out. It was two people at a time.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Okay. So how to properly display and dispose of the American flag is there for you at MurphySamAndJody.com. My boyfriend dog, our rescue Champ, who is 13 years young.
It's hard to believe, huh?
Gets a monthly injection. And so, but it's
testosterone. He wants to feel younger.
He's a manly dog.
No, it's not. It's for his severe arthritis, for his joints and whatnot. And we've seen major improvement in him.
Whenever he gets the shots.
After he gets the shots, and he's not moaning and groaning with every time he gets up and down from the bed. He wants to go on walks more often. All that.
He's a grumbler, and you never know with a dog because they don't really have outward signs. They don't show pain outwardly necessarily.
Yeah.
But it's weird. Like 2 days after the shot, he's not grumbling as much anymore.
It's so nice. Yeah. So, but it's kind of an ordeal I'm learning because I can't put him in my vehicle. My vehicle's higher up, my car. And so he doesn't get in and out of that easily. He's not easy to lift. And so Murphy, on Saturday, I'm like, Murphy, his car's lower.
Mm-hmm.
Murphy's got the low rider. So it's like, will you take me and Champ? And can we just go? It's time for his injection. I want to do it every 30 days. So, And so I get in the back seat with Champ because that's what mamas do.
Right.
And we go to the vet and he gets his injection and he doesn't even feel it. He's so, busy being in a new place mm-hmm. with all the new smells. He doesn't even feel it. You could give him 10 injections and he wouldn't have noticed it. So Rhonda on our Facebook page, because I shared some of the backseat love with me and Champ this weekend, she says, what kind does he get? My Doberman is getting old and I'm just wondering. So the answer, Rhonda, is this. It's called Librela. That's okay, all I know.
I didn't even know that.
Huh. Yeah.
I just knew he was getting a shot.
Look, I trust our vet so much. She was just like, I think this will work for him. You know, let's see. Let's try some Librela. And you know, I don't remember drug names. I barely remember the names of things that I take.
Librela or Librela?
Librela.
Just like what you carry in the rain.
Yeah, like that Rihanna song.
Anyway,
how long does it last, by the way?
About a month.
Oh,
which is why we go once a month to keep him.
Yeah, when he starts grunting, you know it's that time.
No, it's not about that. But anyway, there are other medicines that dogs can get. You know, talk to your vet about it. But just wanted to answer that question. That's what it's called. Take us along anytime it's convenient for you, while you're making dinner, while you're walking. It's the Murphy, Sam & Jody Daily Show podcast. The whole show is there. Plus, there's a bonus after the show.
I have a question for you, Jody. You mentioned something here in the room just a minute ago about you're not wearing non-transfer lipstick. I've never heard that term.
I'm sorry.
And we've been married forever, but I've never heard that
All
term.
All the ladies know what I'm talking about. Okay, so for a long time, I was wearing, and I still like it, and I use this lipstick that stays on. Like, you can put it on, and you could drink a glass of wine, and you would not have any lip. The color doesn't transfer.
Really?
Yeah, you know that stuff that I buy that's like, it's like a stain. It really, and it stays on all day.
Okay, but I didn't realize it was non-transfer because, you know,
it's
non-transfer. I mean, I've had a problem over the years with lipstick on my collar. You know, when you give hugs, not just to, you know, you, anybody, it's, you know, lipstick transfers. I didn't know that there could be such a thing.
Yeah, it's newer. I mean, it's...
Oh, is that one of those ones from the commercials where it's like, you start your day and you're going out after work and you want to make sure your lipstick is still working?
I don't know what you're watching, but I guess. I've never seen that commercial. Oh. Anyway, lately I've switched to a different color. It's called Brick. I'm wearing a color called Brick.
And does it
transfer? And it transfers. It's like it. I was eating an apple a few minutes ago, and I had it all over my face. It's on my drink.
That's a perk. I always know which glass is yours at home.
Oh, when I'm wearing non-transfer.
Yeah, if we're both drinking the same thing and it's non-transfer, the big lipstick is there. That's true.
I remember when we were first dating, and I would sort of blot my lip color on papers, and you were like, I'm finding papers all over the house with your lips all over.
Yeah, any available piece of paper, Jody would do the lip blot.
I just didn't want to be wearing it too bright, or whatever. Yeah. That's what blotting is for.
You still blot? I haven't seen you do that in a long time.
I haven't. Mm-hmm. This one doesn't.
That's because she's wearing non-transfer lipstick.
There we go.
Huh?
Yeah, I could blot this, and it would leave a mark. See, I just did it.
Oh, yeah.
It leaves a big mark.
But I don't want all that transfer of the color onto the paper this time.
So then why don't you go 100% non-transfer?
Because I like this color and I like the way this one feels. And a woman has the right to change her mind with cosmetics.
That's, yes, I'll give you that. So
sometimes I'm in the mood for the stain that doesn't transfer. Hey, and sometimes I'm...
You don't wear the same clothes every day.
Exactly, sister.
A little behind the scenes fun for you here. When we went on this trip just earlier this week with Jody, Murphy and I, and the three of us went, there were a few times where Jody said, what do you think your cat's doing? How do you think your cat's managing
now? I forgot to ask you about Abu.
You didn't. So, you had a cat sitter?
No, I didn't. This time I bought a cat feeder. You know, these were like gallon jugs that are attached to the base to, you know, to disperse the
food. I've seen
them. Okay.
As he eats it, it comes down. Same thing with the water.
So he could eat continuously if he wanted.
Yeah.
Yikes.
And so I filled everything up before I left.
Nice.
Put a litter box in where he
normally goes.
Sometimes, yeah. walked into the house, smelled great in the house.
Well, that's awesome.
After two days.
I look over, there's still food and water in the bowl. I go back and I look back at the litter box. Everything's in the litter box.
Good for Abu.
Yeah.
He was trying to please you.
Yeah, and then he didn't do anything on my bed either. You know,
sometimes
sometimes there's treats on the bed, if you know what I mean.
Gross.
Yeah. And they're not chocolates on the pillow.
Okay, gross. And did you give him a lot of love and
I tried to at first. He finally, you know, came around because when I first came in, he was like, who are you? And I was like, come on.
It's me again.
Doing all that stuff, and he wouldn't come near me.
So this was about a 48-hour period for us.
Yeah.
How much did he eat and drink?
It didn't look like he ate too much.
Really?
It surprised me, because I really thought he was just going to gorge himself until it was like, I can't eat anymore.
Yeah.
Did you let him try it, the new feeder, before you left? Because maybe the new feeder tripped him out with him eating and then it falling down is different. You know, cats can be kind of.
I had tried the water one ahead of time, but I didn't want to give him the feeder because honestly, I thought he was just going to eat like a pig. But when I saw him, it's like, to me, he looked skinnier actually. And I don't think that's possible after 2 days.
No, it's probably not possible after just two days. But
because there's a lot of food left in the container, I'm thinking, oh, good. He did it right.
Yeah, so how many weeks do you think you can get away with that?
You can
leave for a month?
This was the test before summer vacation, if you know what I mean.
Okay, I do know what you mean,
Sam. See you in 3 weeks.
I don't think he's ever coming back.
Social Media Connect.
You make our day when you join us, and we do read and see every single thing that comes through. Social media, email, it doesn't matter. We got you.
Got this from Justin for Jody.
Hi, Justin.
He says, Jody, I feel like we're kindred spirits. Some of my earliest favorite memories of my grandmother were the exact same thing. Her and I sitting outside with her drinking a beer and smoking a cigarette.
Yes.
I lost her back in 2013, but those memories and those smells actually trigger those memories. This is nice. Sam, shout out for you. He says, I absolutely love the show, The Food Dude, and likes the advice that I give. Well, thanks, Justin. Appreciate
that.
Thank
you, Justin.
Keep up the fantastic work. Yeah, Jody was talking about her mama, Thelma, who had quite the affinity for a beer, right?
She did, and cigarettes.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy because my maternal grandfather was the same way. He was very young when he passed.
Yeah.
It was like a sun up to sundown, beer in the hand, thing. It's weird how those associations are, the smells. They trigger things in your mind.
This was the middle of the day, sitting on a front porch, she was having a beer.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It was more like noon, but anyway. Thank you. I loved her so, so much. It's a long time ago, a different way. You know, it was her. That was her way.
Yeah.
Thank you, Justin. I've got a comment for you, Sam, based on you sent off some Star Wars collector cards.
Yeah, Luke Skywalker Star Wars collector cards.
They recently had
one that sold at an auction for $680,000.
Right.
I happen to have three of them, so I want to see what mine are worth.
Okay, and you sent a sticker too.
I didn't send the sticker.
Oh,
it's got
okay.
a crease. When I looked at it, it has a crease in it, so it's not worth it.
So Samir sent this to our YouTube, account, to our YouTube channel where that's on there. He says, unfortunately, well, first of all, it's cool, Sam, but unfortunately, you downgrade the value of having more. If you sent three, you downgrade it because there's no longer new unique.
Huh?
I don't know.
I'm, the more there are, the less
valuable.
More supply, less demand, there's only three.
Yeah.
I mean, that 680,000, what was it? There was nine of those ever in existence that are mint condition.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and of all time. And
even if these all work and there's 12 in existence.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think when we looked up the other day, there are already like 400 or 500 of them online on eBay for sale right now in varying amounts.
Aww.
So we'll have to see. It's about the grading and how it gets appraised.
Yeah.
Then you got to find a buyer.
Thank you, Samir and Justin.
Social Media Connect.
We do read and see everything that you send, and we welcome you joining us anyway. So we have an email to murphysamandjody.com from Felicia. It says, hi, I've been meaning to send this message for a while. There are a few things I want to share. My mind was blown when I found out that you're on every day. I thought you only aired during Christmas.
Oh, so really?
I am incredibly glad I found out. My almost 8-year-old daughter loves you all. She is the primary reason I listen and how I fell in love with the show.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you.
She has developed a true love for the classics. We listen to a lot of R&B and hip hop. It's been refreshing to find your wholesome show. Your segment today about the body tape made me think of this email came in yesterday. Made me think of Clark Griswold in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Well, that's true.
With the tree sap stuck to his hands.
That's a great scene.
Meaning the body tape was stuck to your hands, Murphy, after you helped me.
Yeah, I was helping Jody with the body tape. And the scene that she's talking about, I'm sure you've seen the movie, but that's when, he's already done the tree. They're in bed for the night. He's reaching over. Magazine pages are sticking.
He's touching. Everything
he's reaches
touching.
To the lamp. The lampshade comes over. It's pretty funny. Yeah.
Anyway, it goes on. It reads, you all are genuinely funny, and I can't remember the last time I laughed that hard. My daughter Grace is a rising third grader who absolutely loves music. Right now, her favorite is Michael Jackson, Billie Jean. And as a diehard MJ fan myself, I took her to see the movie. We dressed up and enjoyed every single moment
of
it.
Come on.
Please give her a shout out if you can. So Grace, thank you for listening. Thank you, all, the whole family, for listening. And she goes on, thanks for being awesome, diverse, and great human beings. That's from Felicia.
Thank you, Felicia.
Well, we appreciate that, Felicia. Thank you for reaching out to us.
You know why she probably thought that about Christmas is because that's when Santa Claus is here. And
visits.
You know, everybody wants to hear Santa Claus.
Right.
Yeah. And we're lucky enough that he spends that time with us every year, a few times, a few Fridays in December. He joins us, every year. So thank you for that. Jennifer also sent to our Facebook Messenger, I was listening to the show and heard the food dude mention Country Crock honey cinnamon.
Yes.
And that reminded me of something I need to bake, my sweet potato cake with honey cinnamon buttercream.
Ooh.
Jennifer, that sounds incredible. And if you'd like to send the recipe
or a sample,
you can send anything anytime to murphysamandjody.com.
The wait is over. Live table games have arrived in New York City. Experience blackjack, baccarat, craps, and roulette 24/7 only at Resorts World New York City. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Standard message rates apply.
Do you ever feel like you're drinking from a fire hose? Paycor's intelligent HR solution empowers leaders to turn down the pressure. Their unified platform includes payroll, talent management, compliance software, and a lot more, connecting you to the people, data, and expertise you need to drive long-term business results. Visit paycor.com/leaders and go from work flood to workflow. That's paycor.com/leaders.